fabulous vacations live on in pictures. That perfect sunset, the view across the Grand Canyon, the postcards from the museum. Disasters live on in family lore. Chicago Tribune columnist Eric Zorn pointed out that the rainy boat trip, the sunstroke, and the traffic jam evolve into stories that get told and retold long after the chigger bites have healed. We want to hear today about your most memorable family vacation disaster and how you talk about it today. Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Eric Zorn joins us now from Chicago. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Neil. Thanks.
So tell us about your family trip to Seattle.
Well, we had a lovely trip to Seattle last week, and we went up to Mount Rainier, and we went up the Space Needle and saw the Pike Place Market and the Historic District and everything. But the most memorable time we had was when we went to the Pacific Science Center there, and it was a rainy afternoon like it is here in Chicago today, and we ducked into the IMAX theater. And they were only showing this one film called Animalopolis, and the person who sold me the ticket said, you know, this is really for younger people. And I said, well, you know, yeah, but it's IMAX. How bad could it be?
It's going to be pretty pictures, yeah.
It would be pretty pictures. And, yeah, there were pretty pictures, but this thing, it was really geared at, like, two-year-olds. It was an extremely childish IMAX movie with a lot of nice wilderness pictures. And, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad movie for two-year-olds, but you got to remember, for every two-year-old in the audience is an adult who's got to sit through this thing. And it's got this, you know, this sing-song rhymes, and there was absolutely nothing of any interest about the animals. You know, they're like no little bones thrown to the adults, you know, like a factoid or something to remember. Like you could say, well, at least I learned something. Well, nothing like that in this movie.
And if anybody doubts for a moment that Eric Zorn's description is excessive, we have a short clip from this movie that he's talking about. Let's listen.
Lions lie around a lot. Some would say because it's hot.
Oh, boy, Dr. Seuss is rolling over in his grave.
Oh, you're giving me flashbacks, Neil. It's terrible. So, but, you know, the point is, this was awful, and I was squirming in my seat. I felt a little bit bad that I had been the one who said, oh, come on, let's go, because my wife was very skeptical about it. And but what this turned into was probably the most memorable moment of our vacation. So it turned into a joke. It was a running joke all week about, well, do you want to go here? Well, do you think it's going to be any worse than Animalopolis? Or could it possibly be worse than Animalopolis? And then my kids would just look at me, and they would say, Animalopolis, and I would, you know, I would have a little fit, and it was one of those things that long after going up the Space Needle will be forgotten, this movie will be remembered, and I think that's true. I've talked to a number of people since then, and I've written about this online, and people are sending me stories of their own little family moments where they've gone to something that turned out to be so bad that it's good, and that it's a memory that just sticks with you forever. And we had an experience about 8 years ago, or I'm sorry, about 12 years ago, when we were driving out west, and our car broke down. It was this horrible thing, and our son, who was 7 at the time, my wife and I were all upset that this was going to ruin our vacation. He said, this just makes the story better. And I thought, wow, what a smart thing for a kid to realize, which was that, you know, when you get back home, people are going to say, well, what did you see? Oh, we saw Mount Rushmore, and we saw the Rocky Mountains. But really, the story you want to tell is this wild day we had in this small Wisconsin town trying to get our car fixed. And that particular day, that moment, is the one that still stands out. And it's the one that, I mean, I hate to be too corny about it, but it sort of binds us as a family in a way that having gone to Mount Rushmore or the top of the Space Needle does not.
Yeah, it gives you that sort of inside joke to share with your family forever after.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that this is when people go on vacations and they try to make sure that everything they do is really great and that every experience is worth the investment, that often when you get back and you're looking back or you're sort of reviewing the vacation, you realize that what you've come up with is in this bad experience is the thing that's going to live on, and it is actually the part of the vacation that it's uniquely yours, that you're not just someone who's following a guidebook, but this has become something that is your unique experience or your family's unique experience.
Here's a classic example we got by email from Aaron in San Francisco. In the summer of 1986, I was 13 years old on a family camping car trip through the upper Midwest in Canada. I got a horrendous case of swimmer's itch, which is the shorthand for bacteria found in duck feces nasty stuff. I caught it swimming in Bass Lake in northern Minnesota. As we camped that night, I complained to my dad of terrible itching all over my body. It became more pain than an itch. My mother lathered me in calamine lotion. Dad considered the case solved. The itch pain never abated. I begged all night for medical attention. Dad refused to believe it was so bad because, as I recall in his words, I don't see any rash. The next morning, I woke covered neck to toe in 1,000 tiny red bumps. Then Dad believed me. I spent 2 days soaking in baths at the local hospital. We didn't get to Toronto on that trip as we hoped, but I bet they talked about that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, good times, huh?
Good times. Eric Zorn, where are you planning your next vacation?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I kind of want to go to the Grand Canyon, but I don't know if that's going to be one that's going to result in somebody falling down and falling another terrible memory. So, yeah, it's you never know. I mean, but the thing is, you know, you go through the guidebook and you pick out all these things you want to do, but oftentimes the memories come when you least expect them.
Thanks very much for your time today, and good luck wherever it is you go.
Great. Thanks, Neil.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. Let's go to Robert. Robert with us from Anchorage.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, please.
I call this the Hawaiian Christmas vacation of the six disasters.
Go ahead.
A few years ago, my wife and I rented a house on Kauai to accommodate ourselves and five other family members who were coming for Christmas, but our baby grandson got sick, and so those five members didn't arrive. The baby was well the day before the flight. The baby recovered the day after the flight, but that particular day, the baby ran a temperature of 101, and so we were all alone in our big house in Kauai for Christmas. We went. That's one disaster. We went kayaking. I strained my back. We had a week of solid rain, including flooding. I call it a monsoon. It may not have been quite that. The charter plane that we were to return on broke down, stranding us on Maui overnight, where we were put up in a hotel and awakened at 3:30 in the morning to hurry to the airport, where we then sat all the next day in very uncomfortable seats. Remember, I'd hurt my back previously.
Mm-hmm.
On our return, the back problem continued to escalate, and by the time I went to get an MRI, leaving the lab where I got the MRI, I had to crawl over the ice. Remember, this is just after Christmas. To my car. Fortunately, I was able to drive home. This resulted in 5 days in the hospital and a back operation. So you can see that was possibly my most memorable vacation, and I can look back on it now and laugh, sort of, but there really were six distinct disasters.
Laugh till it hurts. Thank you, Robert, and stay home.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
It cured me.
This is from David in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Vacation disasters? I have many. I like to pose this question to people. What do 9/11, the invasion of Kuwait, Nixon's death, the bombing in Oklahoma City, and the stock market crash of 1987 all have in common? They all occurred while my family and I were on vacation. I can't tell you how many times I've spent sitting in front of a television trying to find out what was happening in the world while we were on vacation. It's scary. I feel like I should notify Homeland Security before I head out on my next trip. Let's see if we can talk to Linda. Linda with us from Mir Beach in California.
Hi. I had a family vacation a couple years ago in Costa Rica, and we had signed up for a canopy cable ride in the rainforest,
mm-hmm.
through the trees, and my son and I went flying through the trees very successfully, and we're waiting on this little tiny platform about 100 feet up, and then my daughter came. She was next, and you're holding on. You have a harness, and you're holding on, and she went zooming on this cable at about 35 miles an hour and couldn't brake herself. She couldn't use the handbrake, and she hit. She came in, and I saw her coming in, and she couldn't stop into a tree. She hit her head.
Ow.
And then we were up 100 feet up, and she had to be lowered down with ropes and taken out on horseback with us following her. And at a certain point, the horse she was on, the people who were taking her, took a right turn and disappeared into the forest with her. And They had taken a shortcut to the clinic, but we didn't know that, so there she was being... Anyway, it all turned out okay. She got stitches, and she used her Spanish and was able to negotiate the clinic experience by herself.
What is Spanish for concussion?
That I don't know.
Well, we'll maybe find out the word later on in the broadcast.
Yes.
Linda, I'm glad everything turned out all right. I didn't mean to laugh at your daughter's misfortune.
Well, it's been funny ever since for our family, yeah.
Thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Paul. Paul with us from Cleveland.
Hi. You know, I'll tell you, I thought my vacation from hell was hell, but listening to your previous callers, I guess it was a walk in the park. In 92, my family, my brother and I and our parents, we took our first all-family vacation to New York City for a long weekend, and my coworkers thought I was insane. I'd never gone anywhere with all four of my family, and the fun started when Dad wasn't convinced that the Pennsylvania Turnpike ended at the New Jersey Turnpike, and questioned every bit of navigation that I had driving to New York City. We were staying at an old college chum's third floor walk-up in the Upper West Side, and it was on West 89th, and Dad started panicking because there was no address on any of the buildings that matched, and only later did we find out we were one street away from where we needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my mother, who at the time, you know, was alive and had a medical emergency at 2 a.m., she needed colostomy supplies that even in a city that doesn't sleep, we had to call Roosevelt Hospital, and I had to leave my wonderful parking spot and drive them across Manhattan to get to the hospital. And God bless the staff at Roosevelt Hospital for providing the supplies she needed at 3 a.m. And then our car was broken into on Washington Park because 230-pound me couldn't carry a 2-pound video camera. I left it in the trunk, and, of course, the police said that 5 minutes after we left, they were sure the car was stolen. I mean, was broken into and robbed.
Didn't I see this picture? Wasn't Jack Lemmon and Sandy Dennis in this picture?
Exactly. Except that, you know, and my friends, so when I got back to work, the worst part of it is I didn't get any sympathy from them because they said you should have known better.
Yeah, had a great story, though.
It's a great story, and I look on the positive side because down in that precinct of New York City, there were two major crimes that day. Our family's car from Ohio broken into, and two young ladies were driving in from New Jersey, and they were kidnapped in their car, and that ended two blocks away in a hail of bullets. So I'll take the lesser of those two crimes.
Losing the videotape recorder, not a problem.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Bye-bye. We're talking about disastrous family vacation stories. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email. This is from Julie in Phoenix. My grandparents took my younger sister and me on a vacation to Disney World when I was in middle school. It should have been a wonderful trip, but I got the stomach bug the night before we were scheduled to leave. My grandpa inherited me from me the next day. And once we got to Disney World, my poor little sister was violently ill inside Captain Nemo's yellow submarine, a small enclosed space underwater, and a long ride back to the exit. Needless to say, none of us rides that ride anymore. We can look back many years later and laugh about it, but none of us can think of a worse trip. Let's go next to Carrie. Carrie with us from Oakdale in Connecticut.
Hey there, Neil.
Hi.
So when I was in the eighth grade, my family decided we were going to go to the Big Sky Country of Montana and stay on a working ranch. Every eighth grader's dream vacation, right?
Dude ranch, sure.
Of course. So on our way there, we stopped at Yellowstone, and among other exciting things, my dad taking pictures of the buffalo dung to bring back to his friends. We finally got to the working ranch, took a nice horseback ride, and stopped along the way to get some drink of water from the stream. Get back, and the next day, Carrie ends up with a lovely strep throat. We had to drive 3 hours to the nearest town to get to the closest doctor, and then drive the 3 hours back to the ranch. A couple days later, a friend that I had made while at the ranch, we were sent to go get water, because, you know, if you want to eat, you got to work on the working ranch. And as we rounded the corner to come back to the kitchen, we came face to face with a great big moose.
A moose?
A great big one.
They're generally, you know, they're large and I guess a little scary, but they're generally not harmful.
No, he turned around and walked the other way. But, you know, she's an eighth grader, and the other kid was probably in sixth grade. It was pretty, it was stopping your tracks experience.
Okay, and I'm sure the psychiatrist has managed to explain this all to you by now.
I'm sure he has. But, you know, it's the most memorable vacation that I've had, despite the fact that as an eighth grader, I did not want to go to a working ranch for my summer vacation.
Carrie, thanks very much for the call. We hope the subsequent ones have been better.
They certainly have. Thanks, Neil. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was with us from Big Bend in Minnesota.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know my husband was invited to the International Luther Congress, which is a big deal for Lutheran pastors all around the world, and it's in Brazil every 3 years or so. And I was, well, at the time we got invited, I wasn't pregnant, but by the time we were supposed to go, I was 3 months pregnant. And we arrived, we went by plane from San Antonio, Texas to Mexico City, and then we're supposed to go on to Brazil. And we got to Mexico City, and we found out that we had the wrong kind of visas.
Oh, my gosh.
To enter Brazil, you have to have visas, and when you apply, you have to say if it's a student or a visitor or a work visa, and we did visitors, but because his conference was at university, he needed a student visa, and so I had the visitor, check, correct one. He had the wrong one, and they told him, well, your wife can go on, but you cannot.
Well, I'm sure Mexico was very nice.
Right, so we did. We stayed in Mexico. We actually, because the best part was because the airlines didn't check it in the States, they considered it their fault. So they put us up in a free hotel room, and they said, and on Monday morning, you can go to the embassy, and you can see if you can get your visas figured out, and then you can fly out first flight you can catch. Well, as the weekend went on, it was the same weekend. I don't know if you remember when...
We've just got 5 seconds left, Elizabeth.
Oh. It was just a huge mishap, and we ended up in Mexico City for 4.5 days, and we never made it to Brazil because the next place was on Thursday. So we missed the entire conference, but spent a week in Mexico.
Congratulations. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you who wrote in and called us with your family vacation disasters. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.